There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about CSR. We're looking at the business of giving back. Very pleased to be joined in the studio now by our next guest, the founder and CEO of Companies for Good, Mark Riviera. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, Randy.
Tell me, I'm looking at your website. It says that you are set up in order to help companies effectively move beyond profit. You say profit is no longer enough. How do you work with the companies and partners you work with?
Correct. So we are basically a social enterprise. We were created about 2 years ago. And what we do is we help businesses do good for either the community or the environment. We do this mainly through organizing team activities that have a positive social impact. So it would be like team building, but for a cause. How we do that, we partner with charities, social enterprises, and other experts within the community. We help them come up with activities that might be attractive as well as impactful. And we offer those activities to businesses. So in a way, we offer businesses the chance to do good in a fun and hassle-free way.
Give me a couple of examples.
So, for instance, one of our main clients has been Standard Chartered, the company, the bank. And with them, we did a range of different activities. So last year, for instance, we did a tree planting. We also did a beach cleanup. We took them in the mangrove park in Abu Dhabi, and they did kayaking. And while they were kayaking, they were collecting all the plastics that we found. We have made toys for refugee children. So lots of different activities that involve employees, create a lot of team bonding and engagement, and at the same time, do something good for the world.
How does a company make sure that when they're doing this sort of thing, that they're actually actively making a change and the right kind of change, rather than just doing something that looks good?
It's a very good point, and it's not so easy to measure the changes that we make, and that's definitely something that we're looking at, how we can quantify that change. But it's something that we can feel, we can see. So most people, when they come to our activities, first of all, between themselves, the level of bonding as a team and how much they know each other, it's not as much as we would expect. The level of energy between the team, it's quite low, as well as their knowledge and awareness about the topic that we are going to talk about. After the activities, we can sense that the level of energy has changed a lot. People are much more engaged, and they always tell us that they have learned about that particular topic, whether it's environment or the community issue that we have been touching upon. And so we have the hope that then once they go back to their offices, once they get back to their homes, they will actually behave in a different way thanks to the experience they have had through Companies for Good.
Mark, a lot of people are quite cynical about programs like this. We're asking our listeners this morning, do you think corporate social responsibility programs are A, genuine way to help, or B, just a PR stunt? And about three quarters, 77%, say they think these kind of programs are just a PR stunt. What do you make of those statistics, and what can you do about it?
Yes, it's a very common thing that people think it's just PR. And so I would tell them that, yes, partly they're right. So there's a part of PR. Why not? I think companies and people who are doing good things shouldn't be ashamed of shouting out about the things they're doing. First of all, it's good to do something. And second of all, if you are communicating it to others, you might encourage others to follow suit and to also do good things. But also, like, I think it's really not good or unethical if you are shouting about something that you claim that you're doing and you're not doing it. However, if you are doing it, why that would be a problem? Like, if you are recycling at your company and you're saying that you're recycling, that's fine. If you are helping others and you're saying that you're helping others, that's fine. And so also, like, I would say to cynicals that I would invite them to join to one of our activities to actually, like, see the difference that we make. And I would ask them, like, instead of criticizing so much others that are trying to do good things, go out and do something yourself, because it's much easier to point and criticize rather than take action and do something for a better world.
How important is CSR as a retention tool? Is it becoming more important?
Absolutely. It's becoming more and more important. So most of the time, our clients are HR teams, and they know that CSR is critical for attracting talent, retaining talent, as well as for keeping your employees happy and motivated and kind of loyal to the brand. As you guys were mentioning before, millennials care more and more about company values and what their employer is doing for the community and the environment. And very soon, millennials will be 50% of the workforce. And so it is something very, very critical.
90% of shoppers worldwide are likely to switch to brands that support a good cause, given similar price and quality. The Nielsen Corporate Social Responsibility Survey, which is produced annually, is one of those that has found this. How conscious are companies here in the UAE of that?
I think it's growing. So I've seen a big difference over the past 5 years that I've been here working in the CSR field. 5 years ago, there were only a few companies caring about beyond like just making profit, and they were doing it in a very kind of isolated way, like kind of philanthropy, just donating or doing things here and there. And now there has been a lot of improvement. Companies start to have like proper frameworks, KPIs, and they're taking things much more seriously because they know it's a trend that they need to be part of. And I believe, I mean, businesses at the end of the day are made by people. And we people realize that we need to do something. We need to do something to change things in this world, because if inequality keeps growing, if we don't close the gap of gender equality, if we don't do something for the environment, our kids will pay the consequences. And so it's people who run the companies who are realizing that we need to do something. And that's why more and more companies are taking CSR and doing good seriously.
What happens to that sentiment in tighter economies, though, when people are letting employees go, when budgets are stretched? Is CSR one of the things that gets dropped off the to-do list?
It is sometimes. And to my point of view, that's a big mistake, because that should be one of the things that you should actually increase. But it's the same with the way that companies see their employees, right? It's quite often, it's known that they call employees like their staff or their assets. And whenever there is a bit of financial stress, the first thing they do is they cut on people, or they reduce salaries, or they do other things that make people angry or more disengaged. That has a consequences. And at the end of the day, if a business is not treating their people properly and they keep them like happy and engaged, long term, it's not going to work. You can put a patch short term, but not long term. And it's the same with CSR. If you're not taking it seriously, if you don't make sure that your business is sustainable long term, then you are condemning yourself.
Mark Riviero, founder and CEO of Companies for Good. That's a good note to leave it on. Thank you for joining us this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.